أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran where we have been reviewing and trying to better understand chapter number 56 Surah Al-Waqi'ah. In our previous discussion we looked at the theme of barriers and impediments and we focused on verses number 25 and 26. And we mentioned the fact that not only will there be material benefit and blessings in paradise awaiting those believers who worked hard and who gave up maybe some of the luxuries of this life and turned away from sins in this world, but we also mentioned in our last discussion that we would not even be harassed or annoyed by what the Quran called idle speech, idle talk, and sinful speech. And we mentioned the fact that all we would hear, the only sound we can say that we would hear in paradise would be good words, and that is the word of peace, of salam. Now, let us continue and to see what has been mentioned in the commentary. And we see that Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati, when he gets up to this point in the commentary of these two verses, he then goes on to mention and enumerate that those people who have or will be entering into paradise, that they will be given the greeting of peace, of salam, from multiple angles, multiple avenues. This word will really permeate their entire journey into paradise. So first off, he says that not only will peace come from God, but he says that at the very first level, the other people of paradise, what the Quran refers to as Ashabul Yameen, that they will actually convey the greetings of peace upon those who are entering into paradise. And we see this, for example, in the following two verses, in verse number 90 and verse 91 of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, where God says, وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ. And if he, the departed person, belongs to the blessed people, then it will be said to him, peace be upon you ever, O you of the blessed people. That's the first level of peace that will be given to those entering into paradise. At the second level, what we see in the Quran, in chapter number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 46, is that from the people who are considered as the people of the A'raf, of the elevated places, they will also receive the greeting of salam. And God says in this verse, وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَمْ يَدْخُلُهَا وَهُمْ يَتْمَعُونَ. The translation reads, and on the elevated places there shall be men who will recognize everyone by his appearance, and they shall call out to the most prospective inmates of paradise, peace be upon you, salamun alaykum. These, the prospective inmates of paradise, will not have yet entered therein, though they will be hoping for this entry to occur. At the third level, we see that it is the angels who will greet the people entering into paradise. And this is mentioned very clearly in chapter number 13, Surah Ra'ad, verses number 23 and 24. And here the verse says, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِئْمَ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. And the angels shall attend on them from every door, from every entrance, saying, peace be upon you forever, salamun alaykum, because you patiently persevered in virtues and guarding against sins while in the life of the world. How excellent and blissful is the reward of this abode in the hereafter. Now last but not least is that God himself will convey his greetings of peace. And we see this in chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, in verse number 58, in which God says, Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim, peace, a word from the merciful Lord. And so when we look at this collection of verses that we're reviewing today in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses 24 and 25, when we come across this phrase of the meaning of the phrase salaman salama, the commentators mention that this is either speech which is free of futility, from it's not vain and worthless speech, Or it could be speech which is accompanied by amenity and well-being. In either case, it is a way to allow us to enter into paradise, into those gates of the everlasting life of the world to come. Let us close with some takeaway messages that we can hopefully reflect and think upon and try to see how we can implement within our day-to-day lives to get to paradise. Point number one is that in paradise, there is nothing which will cause a person any kind of mental anguish. Not only will their physical pleasures be taken care of, but also their mental state of mind will be at a state of peace and relaxation and ease. Point number two is that normally in the temporal world, success is accompanied by vain talk and sins. That's how many people succeed in this world, is through lies, through untruth. People who are, let's say, busy in the music industry or the entertainment industry, that's how they have attained success, is by vain talk and through sinning. However, in the resurrection, and especially in paradise, this is not the case. That success is measured in the scale of God's weight, the weight of God, the weight that He has determined for paradise. And the third and the last point is that paradise is the abode of peace and tranquility. And therefore, a society that we live in, for example, on earth, in which peace and tranquility is flowing, and in which there is no vain talk, no kinds of wasteful speech, that is a society of paradise on earth. A society that we all aim and dream and aspire to have and to live in and to enjoy. We close and we ask God to allow us to continue to read and reflect and to think on Surah Al-Waqi'ah and all the verses and the chapters of the Quran to better understand our responsibility and to better implement these verses of the Quran within our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.